Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are talking about the importance of worship and what the Bible calls true worship. Yesterday we spoke of Psalm 100 and verse 4, where it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." This scripture gives us insight into the way into the presence of God, where we will offer up true worship to God, reverent worship of our precious Lord and Savior. Thanksgiving and praise are the ways in to that Holy of Holies, the place where the very presence of God can be experienced. But we must learn how to enter through this doorway called thanksgiving. Psalm 95 verses 2 and 3 also encourages us to bring thank offerings to the Lord. It says, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a king above all gods." Thanksgiving is the verbalization of a thankful heart to God for his blessings and his provisions for us. It can be done in prayer, just speaking with God, telling him of the things for which you are very thankful, or it can be done in song form, sung to God, thanksgiving lifted up as a song. In 1 Chronicles 29, 13 and 14, King David offered a prayer of thanksgiving to God when the people had brought in an abundant offering to use in the building of the temple. His thanks acknowledged that God was the one who gave them the abundance from which they gave their offerings. It says, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and we praise thy glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer as generously as this? For all things come from thee, and from thy hand we have given thee." We give our thanks to God for everything and in every situation that we find ourselves, realizing that every good thing we have in our lives comes from God himself. In Hebrews 13, verse 15, the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, exhorted the believers in this way, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Thanksgiving must be verbalized as the fruit of our lips. We can come before the Lord at any time with a heart full of thanksgiving for his many blessings, his provisions, his mercies, and his kindnesses toward us. Colossians has many verses that touch on this issue of thanksgiving. In Colossians 4:2, it says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Colossians 2:7 tells us, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving." And then Colossians 3:16 says, "Singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Recounting God's goodness in your life and thanking him for it will open the door into God's presence. Many people, however, struggle with offering up the fruit of their lips, giving thanks to his name, if they're in the middle of a difficult circumstance that seems to have no relief in sight. Are you in the middle of a very deep trial? Perhaps the darkest hour of your life has come. And yet God exhorts us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 with these words, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." in everything, in every situation, in the middle of every difficulty, in your darkest hour. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There is a secret that God reveals in this verse, that it's His will for us to give thanks in everything. There's a secret power in thanksgiving that releases the hand of God to our situation. God knows that if a person can be kept by Satan's deception and pressure in a focus upon difficulty and lack and trouble and the disappointment of circumstances or the disappointment of people, that person will be defeated and never rise up to a place of victory. That is why God gives us this spiritual prescription in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God isn't trying just to get us to have a good attitude. God is trying to release help and assistance and bring you up to a place of victory. But we must stand with God. We must have that place of communion with the Lord in order to receive His help. When we're out of step with God, when we're outside of His will, when we're out of communion with Him, when we are mired in anxiety, worry, and fear, which is the realm of the adversary of your soul, the devil himself, you will not be able to receive God's hand of help to bring you to the place of victory. We must keep ourselves lined up with Him, in alignment with the Spirit of God, in alignment with the will of God, in that place where we're in the presence of God. We come into His presence with thanksgiving. That is a very huge key for every single believer. That's why we are exhorted to give thanks in all things. God knows that it is a key to our victory. God wants our lives to be a life that is filled with thanksgiving and praise to God, because in that place, it ushers in the presence of God, and in His presence, no demon can assault you. In His presence, no devil can have victory over you. We need the presence of God in our lives every single moment, and we usher in His presence through thanksgiving and praise. Enter in to His gates with thanksgiving. Do you need God's help today in the middle of your difficulty, in the middle of your darkest hour, in the middle of pressures from without and pressures from within? Then enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Merlin Carruthers wrote a book some years ago called From Prison to Praise. And in his book, he gave countless testimonies of people who took to heart this scriptural admonition to give thanks in all things, to praise God in all circumstances. And among these testimonies was one of a military man who had just received papers sent to him by a lawyer indicating that his wife was filing for divorce. The man was devastated. He went into the chaplain's office, which happened to be Merlin Carruthers at that time, and begged for his help. "What can I do? I don't know what to do. My wife wants a divorce." And he wept bitterly. Chaplain Carruthers told him he knew just what he needed to do, and he began to go over with him the scriptures that admonished him to give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The man could hardly take hold or grasp what this meant, but he decided to do it by faith, and he knelt down on the floor of that chaplain's office and began to give thanks to God in the middle of the most difficult and painful experience he had ever had. He left the chaplain's office with his spirit much more encouraged than when he had come in. It wasn't long before Chaplain Carruthers heard this marvelous testimony. The man had received a phone call from his wife. She was weeping and begging his forgiveness, asking him to please forgive her. She did not want to proceed with divorce. She wanted to make their marriage work. We must take hold of this powerful weapon in the arsenal of spiritual weaponry given to us by our Heavenly Father. We need this weapon of thanksgiving in our spiritual arsenal. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you to give thanks in all things. Let God release His power to help you as you line up by faith with His holy word. You don't have to feel like giving thanks or giving praise to God in the middle of your dark hour, but if you'll do it by faith, trusting that God is wiser and full of love for you than you can even imagine, you will find that your thanksgiving will open up to you the presence of God, and out of His presence flows great mercy, grace, and help in time of your need. Begin to give thanks right now. Abound with thanksgiving. Let the fruit of your lips be a giving of thanks to His name, and God Himself will come and meet you there. You will sense His presence, and He will be able to release His help to you because you have come to that place of standing in faith in His goodness and in His love. Join me tomorrow as we continue taking a look at what the Bible says about worship.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.